Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Phoenix, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I explore the real math behind the number of offers needed to be sent out to succeed. Should I send 100? Should I send 1,000? I'm brand new. I don't know what to do. What's the real math behind it? I really want to buy a few properties. Mm-hmm. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
Austin wrote, "Hey y'all, I'm doing research in an area that is heavy on lakes. The comp data is all over the place, likely due to the variance in attributes. Do you guys sort out and price specifically for waterfront property, or mix them up and use one pricing methodology?"
Well, you have two choices here, and you kind of identified both of them. Mm-hmm. Depending on who you talk to, in Land Academy group or really anyone, they're going to give you a different answer. And the truth here, but you're saying, hey, what do I do? What do? I look at the data that, I look at the mailer I'm about to send out. There's a bunch of, California's like this. There's a lot of waterfront property that's incredibly expensive. And then if you go one block back, it's a different price. Two blocks back, it's a different price. And then three blocks back, all the way to Michigan, it's the same price. And so if you're super concerned about pricing and accuracy, which you shouldn't be, and I'll explain why in a second, you're going to take a microscopic, or what I call a rifle approach versus a shotgun approach, to pricing all this data. And so if you dream with me for a second, if you had the time and the patience to look up every property, and we have people who do this,
yeah,
and price it, every single property, you will fail.
It's just too much. It's too much.
It's too time consuming, and you're removing the possibility of hitting a home run.
It's personal preference, I think, is really what it is. And you can't line by line this stuff. We're going to talk here in a minute about the number of mail you should be sending out. You don't have time to sit and go through 15,000 of them line by line. You'll be here till December.
And it's not that important anyway. And, mm-hmm. and Jill's going to talk about that in a second. That's pricing is not why people sign an offer. And she'll explain that in a second. So what do? You got all this, let's say, Florida Canal property and then inland property. That Florida Canal property is twice as expensive as the inland property on the MLS. You follow the methodology of zip code pricing, and you come to an average or a mean of all the data in that data set, and you send everybody an offer at a price that you think is appropriate below retail. So maybe it's 20% or 30% or 40% or some number like that. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen is that the people who own the waterfront property and the people who own the inland property are going to get an offer roughly the same. And they're going to sign it. Some of them are going to sign it and some of them aren't. The ones who sign it on the waterfront, you're going to make a ton of money. The ones who sign it on inland, you're going to make
good money.
Not quite a ton of money, but very good money on the deal as an investment. So pricing is not why people sign offers. People sign offers because you just hit them at the right time and they were having a life event and they want to sell it.
You could also have this, like, so I'm sure you understand where we're going at. Don't spend too much time. Don't hit your head over it. Let it roll and see what happens. They're either, and like Jack said, they're either going to sign it and go, okay, we don't care anyway, get this off my plate. Or they might call you back and go, you know, here's the deal. Do you know I am next to the boat dock? I'm next to the X. I'm next to the what, Y. And then you can adjust. That's my main point. Get it out there and then answer the phone. Work it when they call back in if they want to talk about, hey, I got your offer, but this is why mine's better. I will certainly entertain that, and I might adjust my price too. So it'll work out in the end.
Here's two extremes. In House Academy, we price, it's very easy to do 10, 20, 30,000 offers with the help of the Philippines to price each asset, because we've got the Zestimate and we've already got a lot of data about what that asset's worth. Mm-hmm. And so you take the average of those and you calculate how much money you want to make below retail. and you send everybody an offer. That's the extreme of the rifle approach. The only way reason we get away with it with houses is because there's so much data. If we had all that data with land, it'd be easy. You could do it. With land, the opposite extreme is, I'm going to send an offer to everybody in the state of Oklahoma who owns a property between 2.5 and 5 acres for $800 an acre. And I'm going to see what's going to happen. And up till about 18 months ago, Jill and I built a business doing that. That exact thing. You know, and with a little bit more research than what I just described, we would send everybody mail. And we kept food on the table for decades with that. And we still do. We still get offers back for years and years ago that we sent. So those are the two extremes. What I found after a lot of years of doing this is the zip code pricing methodology works the best. You still hit some home runs. You'll still get a great return. The pricing is a little bit more accurate. It reduces the amount of hate calls that you get. And so that's kind of the in-between model. Anything beyond zip code or maybe even APN pricing is obsessive compulsive. And we have people in our group that reach out to me all the time. And here's what I say to them. You're on your way to going out of business. You're obsessing on perfect pricing. This is the topic now. Mm-hmm. Today's topic, the real math behind the number of offers needed to send out to succeed. This is why you're listening. If you're a technical person, and a lot of people in this group are, follow me on these numbers, maybe even write them down as I go.
I will.
Yeah. She's going to do her nails now. I did this for the career path.
Back up. This is why we're talking about this.
Go ahead.
Some people have this false sense of what it means to test an area. You know, and I know where it comes from. There's other people out there that even do 20 letters here or handwrite them and do all these crazy things, right? So it's gotten to this point where it's just ridiculous. And I see people sending so little mail that they're automatically setting themselves up to fail, and it breaks my heart. So that's why we were talking about this. And Jack on CareerPath gave the group some numbers and some spreadsheets we looked at. Here's why you're making your life harder. That's the whole thing too. The less you send, the harder you're working at these deals. And you're not gonna benefit. So that's the backstory.
Kinda. So this is a 35,000 foot example of why it just doesn't matter. You need to send more mail.
Right.
In a left column, you send out 10,000 mailers because you suck at pricing. You suck. On the right column, you're the greatest pricer there ever was, and you send out 1,000 letters. Each situation generates 3 deals. Each deal nets $25,000. So in each case, 10,000 units and 1,000 units, you make 75 grand. How much did it cost to make $75,000? In the $10,000 case, our 10,000 unit case, it cost $5,000, 50 cents an offer-ish.
Right.
In the 1,000 unit case, it cost $500. Congratulations, I am such a good pricing, awesome, amazing PhD person. Let's look at the math now. $75,000 net on the 10,000 mailer, $75,000 net on the $1,000 mailer, subtract the price of the mailer. $75,000 from $5,000, that's what the mailer cost, I made 70 grand. $75,000 from the $500 cost, I made $74,500. Who the hell cares? How much time and energy and self-hair pulling out did it take for me to price all these properties perfectly?
Don't forget, the calls that came back, I had to struggle to find these deals. I only sent 1,000 offers. I didn't have very many sellers to work with. The 10,000 unit mailer, I had so much coming back at me. I really got to just pick and choose the ones I wanted.
Wouldn't you rather have 80 conversations with people? I know Jill would.
Yeah.
A mailer that generates 80 conversations where people say, you're nuts. I will sell it for 30 though. And then we go and sell it for 50 or 60.
Yeah.
So that's
versus
a
eight.
Pure academic.
80 calls versus 8.
Sales 101 is in like in a funnel, numbers. Like putting it's numbers.
It's numbers.
So now you generated all numbers. This interest with the 10,000 unit mailer, and that 10,000 unit mailer is out there for decades. You're going to be taking those calls versus generating maybe 8 to 10 phone calls with the 1,000 unit mailer and doing 3 deals. It's just I hope that's so clear.
Yeah.
Because there's obsessions on
You're
pricing.
You're hurting yourself by spending too much time on the pricing, not getting the mail out, and not doing enough mail. That's it. I know we've said this is sounding like a broken record, like your football coach story, but
who's a broken record now?
I know.
She's telling my stories now.
No, but it's like, it's true that on the advanced group, we all have this saying, and it's what solves all problems? Sending more mail. That's it. We really mean it. Send more mail. I don't care how off you are. Get the offers out there. And there's a show we're going to talk about later this week about what to do with all these. Like, okay, that's great, Jill. Now my phone's blowing up. That's the best problem.
That's what you want.
You could have. You want to be so overwhelmed with phone calls and things coming at you that you really get to talk to the people you want to talk to, pick the ones you love, and make deals out of them.
That's the very definition of deal flow.
Yeah.
If you talk to anybody in real estate, anybody who has done incredibly well in real estate, they will tell you, we had great deal flow.
Mm-hmm.
You can't create deal flow, great deal flow, with 1,000 mailers, with perfect pricing. You can create amazing deal flow with 10,000 mailers that are totally imperfectly priced. Yeah. And I'm not saying arbitrarily pick a number, throw it at a dartboard. I'm not saying that. I'm saying put some time in, a reasonable, pretty relatively low amount of time to do zip code pricing like we teach.
Right.
So it's within reason. And then test it for reason like we talked about yesterday. That's all you need to do. You don't need to take it any further beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who I've ever spoken with in our group that's done those things, those basic things, test for reason, price by zip code, get a ton of mail out, does great. It exceeds their expectations.
Totally. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode in the Land Academy Show is called The Number One Reason You May Not Be Doing As Many Deals As You Want to Do. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
So it's not just the show tomorrow is not just about getting the mail out. There's another reason that you're not getting the deals. And it's an easy fix.
Jill, I sent all this mail out.
Super easy fix.
I got this amazing response.
And no, it's not answer the phone, but that's part of it.
I'm emailing everyone back saying, okay, let's do this deal. And the deals aren't getting done. What am I doing wrong?
We'll fix this. Hey, by the way, if you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, please check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education tools and support you need to be flipping property like the pros.
We're Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.